Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming temptation in your life. We've pointed out the fact that there are three types of temptations. God tests man, Satan tests man, and man tests God. And we've talked about one of them, God tests man. We talked about how he tests man with his word, where in his heart and in his mind. What's the purpose? To find out if you're going to walk in the fear of the Lord and not sin. To know what is really in your heart. To find out if you'll be a hearer and a doer of the word. To do you good at your latter end and to bless you. To know if you're really going to love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul. To see if you'll watch your mouth and not sin. And to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. God's purposes are always to bless man as he tests him. And we're talking about man testing God. And we've seen the fact that man tests God when he draws back from the ways of the world. Let's look at Psalm 78 verse 40 again. How oft did they provoke him in the wilderness and grieve him in the desert? Verse 41, yea, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. Any time that we turn back from God's word, we are actually tempting him and limiting him. We test him through unbelief or rebellion, disobedience, yielding to the flesh, yielding to ways of sin that gives place to the devil. And this testing takes place in our heart. They tempted God in their heart, and we're going to limit him. Remember those 12 spies? They tested God because they went into the land. It was the land. They brought back the actual fruit of it, but then they turned around and gave an evil report saying, we're not able to go up and possess it, all because of the things they saw. They were moved by what they saw. Anytime you're moved by the senses, by the things that you see, feel, that are contrary to the word, what God's told you to do, you are tempting God. And we've been looking at the ways that man tested God. We saw how he questioned his provision. If you question God's provision, you are tempting God. God is a God who's promised to provide for you. He's promised to supply all your need. He's promised that if you'll seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, that all things that you have need of will be added unto you. They also tested God when they questioned the presence of the Lord. They said, where is God? Is the Lord among us or not? Don't ever fall for that trick of the devil. He wants you to test the Lord and limit him by believing a lie that God's not among you or God's not there available to help you or on your side. I'll tell you, God is on our side. If God be for us, who can be against us? The Bible says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He's with us always, even unto the end of the world. The Lord is with you. Don't ever question his presence. They also questioned God's word and didn't obey it. If you don't obey God's word and hearken to his voice, then curses will come upon you. But if you do hearken diligently, then you will be blessed. They also tested him with their mouth for their own lusts. They sinned more and more. They were provoking him, and they tempted God in their heart because they wanted to follow their own lusts. Don't follow your own lusts. You walk in the lusts of the flesh, and you are testing God, and you are going to limit him, having given place to the devil. They wouldn't do his word consistently. They turned back. They dealt unfaithfully. They provoked him to anger. And then when you do that after a while, and they did it continually, God's just going to just draw back. He doesn't leave you. He's long-suffering. At the same time, he's going to just wait until you make the decision to do the word of God. He continually wants to bring you to the place of repentance, but he's not going to strive with you forever. We've got to learn to yield to the Lord. If he keeps bringing things to you, you better learn to hearken to him. He's not going to keep dealing with you over and over and over if you're going to continue to resist him. It's important that we learn to follow what God has told us to do in his word. Don't tempt him and cause him to draw back as far as the manifestation of his blessings in our life. We'll limit him in our life. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 10, the Bible says, "Neither murmur ye, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer." Don't be a murmurer. Don't be a complainer. Don't be a griper. Don't complain to God, "Why isn't this happening? Why hasn't this come to pass?" You are tempting God. You are giving place to the devil when you have that murmuring type of attitude. Now, there's nothing wrong with asking God, "Lord, what do I need to know? Thank you for opening the eyes of my understanding, giving me your knowledge and revelation," and asking Him to give you some understanding on some things that you don't understand. But don't be murmuring, complaining, and griping. It said they were destroyed of the destroyer. In verse 11, it goes on and says, "All these things happened unto them for examples, and they're written for our admonition." You know, many people think that, these Old Testament things are just for the past. No, they're for today, because they are examples. They're written for our admonition. The devil tries to get you to fall for the same tricks that they fell for in the Old Testament. If you'll learn to walk in the Spirit according to the Word and obey Him, then you're going to be blessed. The Bible says in verse 12, "Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall." He goes on in verse 13, he says, "There is no temptation taken you." That word "taken" really means overtaken you. "There's no temptation overtaken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer or allow you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it." Anytime the enemy comes against you and he's testing you, there's always going to be a way of escape so you can be able to bear it. And the word "bear" means to stand in resistance to it. Not to carry it, but to stand in resistance. You are to stand in resistance to that temptation. You're to learn to watch and pray so you don't enter into the temptation. You know, we've got to learn to listen to God and follow Him. He's faithful. He always makes a way for you to come out of the attacks of the enemy. In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7, the Bible says, "Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, the day of temptation, the wilderness." You know, one of the things, if we don't listen to God and do what His Word says, we actually harden our heart against Him. Don't harden your heart. If you harden your heart, you'll shut down the manifestation of His blessing in your life. You limit the Holy One of Israel. You know, the devil wants you to get a hard heart against the Lord. He doesn't want you to have that tender heart, that heart that's receptive and yielded unto Him. He wants you to harden your heart. If you've hardened your heart because of things that have happened in the past, and many people do it because they blame God. They say, "God, why did you allow this to happen to me? Or why did this happen? And why didn't you do this?" I'll tell you, you are making a great mistake when you have those kind of attitudes. God is not your problem. All the stealing, killing, and destruction has been from the devil that has come against you. God is on your side. If God be for you, who can be against you? The Lord has given you dominion over the devil. You know, a lot of people haven't seen victory in a lot of areas because they don't have the knowledge of God. You go into captivity if you have no knowledge. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And the many that do have knowledge, though, they haven't been a consistent hearer and doer of the Word. If you're not a doer of that which you hear, and you don't walk in the ways of God, you're not going to see the victory. You know, times in the past, and when I didn't see a victory in my life, I learned never to blame God, never to have a negative attitude against God, but always to approach Him with an attitude of, "Thank you, Lord, for opening my eyes. Show me the things that I don't know. Help me to understand what's going on. Give me wisdom in this situation. Thank you for showing me what I need to do." When you approach the Lord, then He'll reveal things to you, and He'll show you how to overcome. He'll show you where you might be missing it. Don't ever harden your heart. That's what these guys did. Verse 9 goes on, and he said, "When your fathers tempted me, they proved me, they saw my works for 40 years. He said, wherefore I was grieved with that generation. And I said, they do always err in their heart, and they've not known my ways." If you harden your heart, you actually err in your heart. Man testing God is when you err in your heart. And what's going to happen? You're not going to have the revelation of God's ways. It says, "They have not known my ways." And he goes on and says, "So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest." And then verse 12, he says, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God." Don't ever let an evil heart of unbelief get into you. It says, exhort one another daily, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. That hardening comes from the deceitfulness of sin. He says you'll be made a partaker of Christ if you hold the beginning of your confidence steadfast unto the end. We need to listen to his voice. He says today, if you'll hear his voice, harden not your heart. Always be willing to listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not harden your heart from the things that he tells you to do. Remember, they did not enter in because of their unbelief. They did not enter into the things that God had for them. You've got to learn to be yielded unto the Lord. Praise God. If you won't listen to God, if you won't follow what he tells you to do, then what's going to happen? The door is going to be open for the devil, and that unbelief will hinder you from entering into the promises of God. You know, the devil tries to get people to give up so often. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35, the Bible says, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward." God says, never give up. God says, continue to seek him. Continue to do his word. Don't limit him. Don't harden your heart. Don't draw back. He has no pleasure in those that draw back. It says, you have need of patience or steadfastness, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. And praise God, we're going to do the word consistently. The just are going to live by faith. We're not going to draw back, or his soul will have no pleasure in us. Instead, we're going to be consistent in doing what the word of God says, and then we're going to triumph, and we're going to walk in victory in our life. Praise God. You know, there's a scripture in 2 Corinthians 13:5. It says this, "Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves." God says that you need to prove your own self. Prove your own self whether you're walking in his ways. If you don't examine yourself and continue in the faith, if you don't prove yourself to walk in God's ways, then you'll be drawing back from his ways, and you will tempt him and limit the Holy One of Israel. We're not going to limit him. We're going to release him. We're going to cooperate with him. We're going to hearken unto his voice. We're going to obey the Lord. We're not going to tempt him. Instead, we're going to be consistently doing the word, and God is going to manifest his word and his blessings in our life. Well, as we close today, we have a 4-tape series on this subject of overcoming temptation. It's available for $8. All of our tapes are $2 each. If you'd like to get it, you can write me, David Middleton, 23 Morris Road, Columbus, Ohio, 43214, or give us a call and we'll get it to you. See you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I